Walter Todd joins us, President, Chief Investment Officer, Managing Director at Greenwood Capital. Walter, the two big issues, inflation in the West and the COVID policy in China, they tease us, but they just don't seem to really show us any convincing progress. If you look at equities, they're above the June lows, so there must be a little bit of residual strength there. What's driving that?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. The seasonal factor that a lot of people would point to, fourth quarter tends to be the best quarter for stocks, particularly in a midterm election year. We've got the election next week. So I think there's a lot of people kind of hoping and wanting and wishing the market to have that holiday rally. And we've gotten some of that, but it's definitely been very volatile and range bound. But also, I think outside of the mega caps, I would say earnings have been probably better than feared, is the common term used. And so I think that's, we've seen some strengthening outside of the top of the market, the average stock outperforming the mega caps. And so that's provided some support. And then finally, if you look at the sector performance within the market, it has been oddly kind of pro-cyclical, which you wouldn't think, kind of given the news headlines and the backdrop that we're talking about. Industrials and materials and financials have kind of been leading the market since the lows in mid-October.
Yeah. So what ultimately did the payrolls report tell you here on Friday? And, the thing is, how does it inform the Fed? How does it inform you and the investment community?
Yeah, well, I think the payroll report, as you said, was pretty good. But when you kind of peel it back a little bit, if you look at the household report versus the payroll headline, it was definitely a little bit weaker. We saw that increase in the unemployment rate. And so I think it was maybe not as strong as maybe initially thought, if you look at those details. Also, when you look at the continuing unemployment claims files, those have been ticking up a little bit. So I think the evidence is there, in our opinion, that the Fed should be really starting to slow down the pace of increases, if not stopping increases, because prices are starting to roll over across the economy. They're just kind of looking, I believe, at some lagging data and waiting to see it in numbers that unfortunately aren't going to show up for another, probably couple of months. I think the payrolls. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you probably heard me say it, or you saw it anyway, that Nomura, for one, has raised the estimate on the terminal rate to as high as 5.75%. That's the opposite of what you're saying should happen.
And that's the old notion of, well, what they should do and what they are going to do are two different things, right? So Powell is very unequivocal about what they're going to continue to do is raise rates, and they've got a long way to go and a lot higher to go on rates, and they're going to stay there. So that's what they're going to do. Unfortunately, I think they're making a policy error, but such is the market.
All right. Looking to Walter, what's been happening market-wise? How would you characterize the price action that we're seeing? It does seem to be as though we are in a mode of wait and see. Let's see what happens with the monetary policy. Let's have a look at what's going on in China and geopolitics as well. What's your take?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely appears kind of day to day, a little bit schizophrenic, if you will, in terms of the price action in markets, whether you look at currencies, rates, equities. They're kind of jumping from headline to headline, looking for something to, kind of grab on and establish, a directional pattern versus this zigzag that we've had. So I think that's unfortunately kind of the situation that we're in right now.
You mentioned it was a little counterintuitive that cyclicals have rallied the most here of late, even though the bond market seems to be suggesting recession. What gives?
Yeah, it's very confusing picture, is the best way to put it, because we did have the 3-month 10-year invert last week for the first time this cycle, which sends a recession signal, pretty dominant recession signal, 12 months out. And so, I think it's a little bit of just, confusion about where we're going to be 3-6 months from now in the market, trying to figure that out. But I do think you got to listen to the market and what it's trying to tell you. And I do think it is quite interesting of the sector price action that we're seeing. Energy's been there the whole year, but this recent resurgence in industrials and financials and materials is something quite noticeable. And again, I do think that has to do with the conversation around China, which got squashed a little bit, as you said, over the weekend. So we'll see how that influences prices, price action this week.
I mean, with the way Chinese markets, and if you look at Hong Kong and you look at the valuations here, do you think in a few years' time we'd be going, I can't believe that Hong Kong was that cheap and I didn't buy it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we've been talking about this, I know, for a while, and the valuation has been very compelling for a long time, just ex-US versus US, whether you're talking about Asia or other parts of the world, and it hasn't been a good, clearly a good timing signal. You got to think, you know, if financial kind of history holds up, that it will be a good signal at some point over the long term. But it's been a very poor timing tool in the short term. So if you can, if you're willing to look out maybe 3 to 5 years and hold your nose, I think you're probably right. But very difficult right now.
Yeah, 6x earnings for the Hang Seng Index now, constituent stocks, and you know the tech index is trading at 9x earnings, which is you know, pretty surprising for some of those types of companies. So we talked a little bit about industrials and materials and financials. Is it energy that stands out as perhaps one of the safer areas still?
Yeah, you know, it's actually much cheaper today than it was. Despite being up 70%, the sector is actually trading cheaper on a multiple basis because the earnings have been so strong. So I still think there's value there. I think you just got to recognize in this sector, it's very overbought right now in the short term. There's a lot of money flow into the sector. So I think on a short term basis, you probably got to be careful. But I still think there's more to go. When you look at the absolute weight of the energy sector in the S&P, it's still only around 5 to 5.5%. So it's still relatively small. So there's probably some more to go on the upside. It probably is going to trend towards 8, maybe even 10% ultimately as we move through this cycle. So I still think there's upside there as well.
Well, absolutely. So how does that inform you? I mean, looking at the dollar, for instance, I mean, how is that playing into what you've been seeing?
Yeah, so energy's kind of been able to look through the strength in the dollar, right? The oil, the supply constraint issue has been so dominant, it's overshadowed the strength in the dollar, which normally would be very detrimental to energy equities and oil. And so we think that continues because this supply constraint's doesn't seem to be improving at all. And if I know we've talked about the China reopening, not reopening, but if that ever does happen to any certainty, that's going to be another, you know, supply issue or demand issue that's going to hurt the supply constraints that we already have. So I don't think the dollar is an issue for oil specifically, but it's certainly a broader issue for, you know, outside the U.S. Markets like Hong Kong, like we're talking about. That's one of the reasons they haven't been able to perform.
Walter, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure. Walter Todd there, President, Chief Investment Officer and Managing Director at Greenwood Capital, getting his take on what we have market-wise.